It's the Late Show on Manx Radio. This is Andy Wint, and it's that time of the month when we're talking about cancer awareness with Sandy Denning and Malcolm Clegg from the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association. Now, Sandy, no cancer's pleasant, but we're talking about something which for parents and older people is something that's often difficult to talk about. That's childhood cancer this time. So what do we mean by childhood cancer, and how common is cancer in childhood?
Yes, well, childhood is defined as any individual who hasn't reached their 15th birthday yet. And most of us are aware that cancer is a condition that increases with age and predominantly affects the over 60s. However, cancer can affect individuals of any age and does indeed affect around 1,800 children in the UK annually. And that equates to about 2 cases a year on the island, or about 0.5% of all cancers. The good news, though, is that around 3/4 of children presenting with cancer will be cured with modern treatments. But it's so important to try and pick up the disease early.
OK. So, Malcolm, what types of cancer do we actually see in the under-15s?
Well, there are a wide range of cancer types seen in children. About a third of cases involve various forms of leukaemia. 1/4 of cases affect the brain or other areas of the central nervous system. And lymphomas and sarcomas each account for around 10% of cases. There are also a number of very rare tumours that are seen only in infancy, with rather exotic names. These include neuroblastoma, which arises from the adrenal glands above the kidneys or other neural tissues, retinoblastoma, affecting the eye, and Wilms tumour, which affects the kidney.
All right, so Sandy, there seem to be a colourful array of tumours. So it must be difficult for children to appreciate the importance of telling someone that they don't feel right, particularly when it may be something serious. I mean, kids just don't know, do they?
No, unfortunately, children, particularly when they are so very young and unable to talk or communicate very well, naturally they're unable to say how they're feeling or what is wrong, really. Even when they're older, children and their parents often think that it's yet another childhood infection or another self-limiting condition that will get better on its own with time. And this can, you can be slow at realising that it might be something more serious. Although in most instances, if they would be right, if something seems to be a bit unusual, it's very important to get things checked out.
OK, so Malcolm Clegg, from the professional point of view, I mean, this is not pleasant to talk about with children, is it? So as a parent, as a relative, as a carer or as a teacher, what should they be looking out for that might suggest that there's a childhood cancer at work?
Well, when you think of the common signs or symptoms associated with childhood cancers, think of the words child cancer and the following acronym. First, for the word child, C for continuous or unexplained weight loss, H for headaches, often in the morning, with feeling sickly or vomiting, I for increased swelling or persistent pain in the bones, joints, back or legs, L for lump or mass, especially in the abdomen, neck, chest, pelvis or armpits, D for development of excessive bruising, bleeding or a rash, and then for the word cancer, C for constant, frequent and persistent infections, A for a whitish colour behind the pupil in the eye, N for nausea that persists or vomiting without nausea, C for constant tiredness or noticeable paleness, E for eye or vision changes that occur suddenly and persist, and finally R for recurring or persistent fevers of unknown origin. All of these may be due to a simple medical condition, but warrant the child being seen by a doctor to exclude anything more serious.
Sandy, we talked in the past about things that may cause cancer, and obviously a child won't have had that long a life, so you know they're not going to have been boozing, they're not going to have been smoking, they won't have worked in an asbestos factory. So every parent, anybody in touch with the child, is going to want to know, is there anything that's been shown to cause cancer in children? And obviously there's something they should avoid.
We know for certain that exposure to ionising radiation increases the risk of a child developing cancer. This is the reason why abdominal x-rays are avoided when possible in women who might be pregnant. And sometimes several children develop cancer in a small area around the same time, but studies have failed to confirm any single factor that may have led to them developing cancer. A healthy diet and exercise is something that we should always encourage, and that's certainly been shown to reduce cancer in adults.
All right, so that's a quite a list of signs and symptoms of childhood cancers he gave us. But this is really serious. I mean, it's important. Cancer is important in everybody, but we're talking about children who haven't yet experienced life. So just take us through that again, would you?
Certainly, as you said, the list is long, reflecting the diversity of the types of cancers seen. So we use the acronym CHILD Cancer. So the first word, CHILD. C is for continued unexplained weight loss. H for headaches, often in the morning and feeling sickly or vomiting. I for increased swelling or persistent pain in the bones, joints, back or legs. L is for lump or mass, especially in the abdomen, neck, chest, pelvis or armpits. And D is for development of excessive bruising, bleeding or a rash. And then we have our second word, cancer. C for constant, frequent or persistent infections. A for a whitish colour behind the pupil in the eye. N for nausea that persists or vomiting without nausea. C for constant tiredness or noticeable paleness. E for eye or vision changes that occur suddenly and persist. And finally, R for recurring or persistent fevers of unknown origin.
OK, before we wrap up, Sandy, I just want to ask Malcolm then, recovery rates from childhood cancer, are they better, worse or about the same as adult cancers?
They are better than overall than adult cancers. They are better. The treatments can take quite a long while to for the child to receive, because you've got to be careful with the dosages that you use. But recovery, 75% of children will be cured of their tumour.
Good. Sandy, information, where do we get it from?
For more information on childhood cancer, you can visit the Macmillan Cancer Information Centre based at Nobles, or you can phone them on 650735 or have a look at their website, www.cancer.org.im. Another very useful site is childrenwithcancer.org.uk. That's all lowercase. And all the information covered this evening, especially that long list of signs and symptoms, is on our website, which is iomaca.org.im. And you'll find a link there to the Manx Radio Listen Again.